Kansas State University is to insects what, let's say, Hershey, Pennsylvania is to chocolate. It's the home of insects. The school has a butterfly conservatory and a new insect zoo, which features a home kitchen with cockroaches in the cabinets and flies on the countertops. The impresario of things that squirm, the man who designed this campus attraction, is Sunny Ramaswamy, head of the Department of Entomology at K-State, who joins us from his office in Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How many insects do you have, or types of insects do you have?
Well, we have approximately 100 species of insects and their relatives, tarantulas, scorpions.
Not to throw you off the track, I didn't know scorpions were insects.
No, scorpions are not insects. They're relatives of insects, and so are tarantulas. They're all first cousins.
That's quite a family reunion you got there.
We sure do.
But bugs do good things for us, right?
Absolutely. On the one hand, you've got the aesthetic value of butterflies and beautiful jewel beetles and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then you've got insects such as the honeybees and silkworms that produce various products that we use directly. And then insects, of course, have been important for much of the biomedical research that's been done. Everybody knows Drosophila, the fruit fly, that from which we've learned quite a lot about the genetics and things like that. And then finally, the bulk of the bugs that are out there in the world would have gone haywire but for what are called as natural enemies. These are other insects that eat insects.
The cockroaches in your kitchen, Professor.
Yeah.
Are they dead or alive?
In our kitchen in the zoo, we have a mock kitchen with cabinets and refrigerator and pantry and so on.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we cut the bottom of the refrigerator out, mm-hmm. and then created a plexiglass container in which the cockroaches, live cockroaches, are located.
Mm-hmm.
You open the pantry door, by the way, you will see flour containers, packages, and you can see flour beetles in it. You open another door, you'll see raisin boxes with Indian meal moths in there. And all of it is live, and if you desire to, we will let you touch them, pet them, and take them home as a pet, by the way.
You can take home some of the exhibits as a pet?
We have people buying tarantulas. We've not had anybody buying scorpions.
Mm.
I think they're a little more afraid of scorpions, but there are some species of tarantulas that lend themselves to being wonderful pets.
You have a restaurant in this museum?
You know, we do not have a restaurant, but we do have several occasions when we cook insects, and we make a fiery Thai recipe-based tempura, and we make chocolate chirpy cookies.
Chocolate grasshopper cookies?
Crickets in the
crickets.
Chocolate chip cookies. We make some rice pilaf with termites in them. Shea Bug Cafe is open occasionally, and of course, you know, much of the people are squeamish, but the young ones, man, I tell you, they jump right into it and go for it, and it's very tasty, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. When I go to schools around here, I eat live caterpillars of an insect called the budworm, and that caterpillar, I swear, it tastes like a juicy almond.
Hmm.
No, they really are good. Very, very tasty.
Professor, you've convinced me. I wouldn't dream of going to Manhattan, Kansas and not dropping in on your place.
You have to. Please do. And we would love to have you. We'll feed you some rice pilaf with sautéed grasshoppers. And then for dessert, you'll get the chocolate chirpy cookies.
And maybe take home a baby tarantula.
Absolutely.
I'll name him Sunny.
That would be cool.
Professor, nice talking to you.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much, Scott.
Sunny Ramaswamy heads the Department of Entomology at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, and runs the Kansas State University Insect Zoo. Thank you.